Virginia Decking. May I help you?
Morning, Mike.
Hello?
It's me, Dave, with Local Splash.
Oh, hey. Why'd you call this phone? I don't answer this phone usually. Got to call myself. How you doing,
the cell
David?
Phone, pretty good. I know you and I have been texting back and forth from the cell, but I just been speaking to you on this one, right? So I just forced the habit at this point, right?
Oh, that's all right. That's all right. All right. So I'm trying to load up my privacy card, credit card, and I'm not even sure how to do that yet because I haven't done it with this particular company. But I know you need a certain amount to get the ball rolling, right?
That's right, yeah.
I need to know how much that is, and I need to know.
That's the $374. So I got you. I still have your discounts in place. I got all those help with you, so.
All right, let me put you on speaker so I can work hands-free here. All right. All right. I gotta find a pen that works. All right, so we are talking. Local Splash. All right. I need to give you $374. I sent them an email, a text, whatever I sent them. Let's see what they sent me.
Oh, for your digital, that digital card you got going?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Oh, it's okay. No, I was saying you sent an email for that digital, that new company signed up with for that digital protection card?
Yeah, the privacy.com.
I looked into that one. I'm not going to lie. I signed up this weekend, too. I'm just waiting for the digital card. If I would have got it already, I'd be able to help you walk through it, right? But I went and I looked through the website and everything you gave me last week. I did it Saturday morning. I woke up and I said, man, I said, that's because I travel, you know what I mean? And I get nervous, you know, just putting a lot of my stuff on file and everybody just kind of having it out there, right? So a little piqued my interest when I checked it out.
Why do I not see, let's log in. No wonder I'm not seeing anything. Sign in with your login details. That's what I'm trying to do.
Regisburg, Virginia, 22404.
See, all I can see right now on my card are the last four, and I know you're going to need more than that. Let me look at my account.
So if you're seeing the last four, you might be able to click either a drop-down arrow, or there should be another hyperlink that says show full card details.
Yeah, you would think.
Right?
Well, let me ask you this.
Okay.
What, you know, when somebody gives you their credit card information, what do you put in to the whatever, the machine, to charge the $374? I mean,
so what I put in?
Question.
No, it is. I understand exactly what you're asking. So the first thing that we put in is I ask Master Visa Discover. So I'll click the type of card it is. Then what I'll do is I'll punch in the numbers, the expiration, a month, year, and security. Once I hit update, it all blacks out. Nobody has access to see that anymore, not even myself.
Right.
And at that point,
okay.
We process that payment. It only shows the last four of the card.
Well, that's what I need to give you then, and I'm not getting a response from them. I don't know if they're on California time or what's going on here, but I'll have to call you once I get their authentication here.
Gotcha. Yeah, to get the rest of those card numbers, for sure.
Yeah. I'm not sure what's happening, why I can't get a response from them. Let me try this again. No, it's not working. You would think they would know. All right. I'll have to call you back. Sorry this is taking so long.
Hey, don't worry about it, Mike. It's been my pleasure. But I did want to say, I don't know if you saw the email, right? Because obviously I've been working on your account, trying to get everything ready for you, right? So when I was looking at your
account, no, I didn't see anything. Where did you send it? Who did you send it to?
I'm pretty sure it's been to the same one. I'm pretty sure it went to Pristine, I want to say. Let me see. I'll check. I've just been emailing on that same thread that we have going, so that way you don't lose anything. Let's see.
You probably sent it to business.
Oh, there it is. Me and Mike. Let's see.
Was it today or yesterday?
No, it was last week. But I'll just touch base what I was going to send you. This is what I was telling you. Your geofencing, it literally has you out in the middle of like the northern Pacific Ocean, right? It covers, and you'll see it, right, if you do it. So I'm going to adjust that for you, right? But I didn't know if you had it done that way or if it's just something that, you know.
No. I've been fussing and fuming and fighting with Google to stop that, and they won't do it. They won't do it. So maybe you can, your geniuses can figure out how to do that.
Yeah, well, definitely. I already got it pretty much figured out. That's why when I was looking at it, I said, okay, first I'm going to adjust the geofence, but then I went back and I looked at the address, right? And I know you said you were you're the first backing company on Google, right? So I know it's the PO box. Now, back then, I guess they were verifying businesses with PO boxes. They don't do it anymore, right? So if you have a PO box there, but since you're already verified, we don't have to worry about that, but that may be what's messing with that geofence. So I'll go in and we'll anchor it down and we'll keep you in the right area.
Yeah. Okay. All right. In the meanwhile, I will work on my end and get this credit card or debit card set up. I'll give you a call once it is.
All right, Mike. Sounds good. We appreciate the time, partner. I'll be working hard.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate you.
Absolutely.
Take care.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.